The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or whether you're listening in our nation's capital on WAVA 105.1 FM, I welcome you. It is always a distinct honor and privilege to sit in for a radio legend, Don Crow, up in Washington, D.C. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, because most of you in Washington, D.C. who have no idea who I am, what I believe, what I stand for, let me repeat something that I say to my audience continuously. I hate racism. I hate bigotry. I will support and stand with almost anybody or any organization that truly wants to unite us racially. I am for racial unity. Hey, listen, I grew up in the 60s. I'm from Southern California. I live very close to the Watts riots. No, they weren't next door, but I could see the smoke from the fires from my house. I went to a very mixed, diverse high school. We had race riots. The year after I graduated, someone was killed at lunchtime in a race riot. I know a little bit about racism. That doesn't make me an expert on anything, but that's personal experience. And I despise racism. One of my greatest privileges was I pastored a church for 25 years that was a racially diverse church. That was one of the greatest privileges of my ministry. So I will stand with almost anybody who really wants to unite us. I will, however, condemn and expose almost anyone or any organization that is trying to divide us. And folks, don't be fooled. Please don't be fooled. The liberal progressive left does not want to unite us. They want to divide us because that's how they keep power, by getting us to hate each other and resent each other. Organizations like Black Lives Matter. Now, the sentiment Black Lives Matter, I agree with 1,000%. Of course, Black Lives Matter. The organization, they do not desire to unite us. They want to divide us. And the liberal progressive left is finding racism under every rock. Everything is racist. Everything is racist. Racist, racist. Like before the break, I was talking about the Border Patrol agents on horseback who are trying to do their job and keep people out of our country who are coming here illegally, and sometimes they use horses to do it. It's racism. It's systematic racism. No, it's called abiding by the law. But anyway, this movement to find racism in everything is destroying the progress that we have made here in America on civil rights, equality, the progress made through the civil rights movement, where many people literally gave their lives to erase the differences between the races and fulfill the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. that we wouldn't judge each other by the color of our skin, but by our character. That is being reversed and driven back by the liberal left. Here's another example. All right. Are you familiar with PBIS in teaching? PBIS in teaching. Now, my wife and I were teachers. We taught in elementary school for a time, so I have at least some background in education. I do have a college degree. I'm not smarter than anybody else, but I am a little edumacated. I've never heard of PBIS. But this is a buzzword being used in the educational community today, and it stands for, you ready? PBIS. It stands for Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. What does that mean? Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. Well, that's what modern educators have come up with to mean students listening to a teacher teach. Say what? Huh? Yeah. Isn't that what happens in almost all classrooms and has for years and hundreds of years and centuries? There's a teacher who teaches, and there are students who listen. Sitting in a classroom, students listening to a teacher. Yes, that is PBIS, Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. Well, I'll bet you didn't know that PBIS is racist. Say what? Huh? Yeah, it's white supremacy. Kids in a classroom listening to a teacher, that's racist and white supremacy? Yeah. According to a Virginia teacher who made a video on TikTok. Yes. This teacher in Virginia said, and I quote, "So if PBIS concerns itself with positive behaviors." Now, please remember, PBIS is students sitting in a classroom listening to a teacher. Okay, so if PBIS, I'm quoting now, so if PBIS concerns itself with positive behaviors, we have to ask ourselves, okay, well, what are those positive behaviors? And it's things like making sure that you're following directions and making sure that you're sitting quietly. And you are in your seat, and all these things come from white culture. Can I repeat that? Things like making sure that you're following directions and you're sitting quietly in your seat. All these things come from white culture. When he wasn't finished, the idea that just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in many cultures. Really? Now, I'm not an expert on anything, but I've been in either 32 or 33 different countries, and in many of those countries, I have visited schools. Cambodia, the Philippines, Russia, Nigeria, Moldova. And guess what they did in school? Kids were sitting in classrooms listening to a teacher teach. But he says this is not a thing that's in many cultures. So, if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture, which therefore keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy. Oh, yeah, I've been in Kenya, Tanzania, and visited schools in Africa. I've been in several countries in Africa and visited schools. And, well, the schools didn't look like they do here in America, but there were kids sitting in the class quietly listening to a teacher teach. But that's white supremacy. The Virginia Department of Education says, well, teachers have a right to their own opinion. Really?
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, I am about to propose legislation because I'm tired. I want it to stop. I want it to end. I want it banished. What am I talking about? Showing people getting shots on TV. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen so many people getting a shot with a needle in your arm? Now, hey, listen, I don't have a problem with needles. I don't. I'm a diabetic. I take a shot every morning. And I have for, I don't know, 20 years or so. Every morning, get my insulin out, I take my shot. So I don't have a problem with needles. But still, every day, my wife and I talk about this often. Every night on the evening news, when it comes time to talk about COVID vaccinations and so forth, every single night, they run a video loop of people with big needles giving shots. Here's a shot. There's a shot. There's a shot. There's a shot. And we do not often yell at our TVs, but we have begun doing that. That's enough. We all know what a shot looks like. Okay, okay, okay. We've like seen 50. Do we really need 51 in this one newscast? Shot. The reason I brought that up, we've got a big TV monitor here in the studio, and we just happen to have Fox News on. We don't always have Fox News on, but we do. And they were just talking about vaccine mandates and so forth. I don't have the sound on, but I'm looking up at the TV. There's a shot. There's another shot. There's another shot. Another shot. A shot, a shot, a shot. Give that person a shot, a shot. Left arm, right arm. Enough. Enough. We know what shots look like. Do you really need? Okay. If we have members of Congress listening to this program in Washington, D.C., I demand that you introduce legislation to prohibit the filming, the displaying of shots on TV. Anybody stand with me on that? Yeah, probably not. Okay. I have no idea what caused me to go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, this is much more serious. You know, the latest polls are indicating that almost half of the people who voted for Joe Biden now regret it. Almost half. It's astounding. I mean, the polls are incredible. His approval ratings have dropped like a rock. But last time I saw it was 40% of people who voted for Joe Biden said, I wouldn't do it again. Well, here's another one of the reasons. Headline, Biden administration gives Texas abortion businesses $10 million to fight Texas abortion ban. On Friday of last week, Xavier Becerra, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, who, by the way, is a flaming radical when it comes to abortion. Check out his record in California if you don't believe me. On Friday, Xavier Becerra, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, announced actions calculated to circumvent a Texas law. Excuse me? We have a federal department planning to circumvent a state law? Yeah. Becerra's actions are in line with President Joe Biden's demand for, quote, whole of government action in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to block implementation of SB 8, which is the Texas heartbeat bill. Think about the implications of this. The Supreme Court made a decision. We will not block that law. Shouldn't that be the end of it? That's the Supreme Court. No. We have a presidential administration so determined to kill innocent unborn babies that they are putting a, quote, whole of government action to circumvent a law duly passed by the people of Texas, reviewed by the United States Supreme Court. But that doesn't settle it. Joe Biden is so determined to defy his own Catholic faith. Let me repeat that. To defy his own Catholic faith. He is so determined to kill innocent unborn babies that he has pledged $10 million to Planned Parenthood and other abortion groups in Texas so that they can continue to kill innocent unborn babies. Now listen, Donald Trump did a lot of things that drove me crazy and a whole lot of other people as well. Sometimes he was mean-spirited. At times he was divisive. There were many times I said, oh, Mr. President, please, please, please don't say that. But he was the most pro-life president in American history. I didn't agree with everything he said. I don't agree with everything he did. But I don't remember anything evil. I mean truly evil. That Donald Trump's administration did. This is evil. This is wicked. And this president and his administration are determined to make it as easy as possible to kill innocent, unborn human babies. That's evil, folks. That's wicked. Sad. Terribly sad.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver. deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.